Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aerosmith bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, that's ageofthecustomer.com. Brian Matamore is our guest, our new friend, not a longtime friend, I should say. Not new. He's been around with us for a while. He's our idea guy. He's the author of Idea Stormers. That's one of his books. He's got a new book coming out that we're going to talk about just a little bit, and we're going to launch in about 2 months. Brian, thanks again for being here.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me again. It's always fun. I always learn something from you, Jim, when we
And that website?
And the website is www.growth-engine.com. We're innovation agency.
Growth-engine.com. And the new book is, again?
The new book is 21 Days to a Big Idea.
All right. Not 20, not 22, but 21 days.
It's 21. I took the idea of sort of, you know, a fitness program and brought it to the world of ideas.
I like that. So check it out, folks. You can pre-order it right now. All right, so let's get back to using ideas and sharing ideas as a way to grow business. I mean, you know, Brian, you and I both know. All right, so look, we do a different poll question every week in our newsletter and on our website.
Yep.
And I was talking to a guy recently who's in the business of helping people improve their systems.
Yeah.
He was talking about why his sales were not great. And I said, well, I'm going to propose that you're walking into people, talking to them about helping them with their systems, and I'm proposing that that's not the first thing that's on their mind. It doesn't mean that they don't need help with their systems. It just means that's not what they're thinking about when you walk in. And I said, I'll prove it to you. I'll do a poll this week asking that question. And I did that, and it's right now, live on my website, what is the single most pressing issue you face today that you could use help with? And profitability is 11%, finding employees is 19%, access to capital is 8%, better execution, meaning what he does, that guy did, 16%. 46% said, we need more sales.
Yep.
And I think they need more ideas. What do you think?
Well, I couldn't agree more, and I think the way to do that, I mean, you know, I'm sure you know, there was a famous article written in 1960 by Ted Levitt. It's called Marketing Myopia, mm-hmm. Harvard Business Review. And, you know, that bit about being in the railroad business versus the transportation business.
Yep.
And so it's sort of laddering up or thinking much broader about what business you're in. And to do that, you can question assumptions, you can do wishing, you can, but even beyond that, sort of a broader definition, helping your clients think much broader, that relationship thing that you were talking about, you know, when I was in advertising, there was a guy that came in, and this guy would never sell ad pages. He was always talking new ideas, and so for all the clients in our agency. And so it really had nothing to do with what he was selling. But boy, when it came time to buy an ad, a full page ad with this guy in his publication, oh yeah, we'll definitely do that because mm-hmm. he was seen as such an asset. Mm-hmm. This guy was an idea partner, really.
That's a word. The idea is the hook, but the glue is the partner.
Yes. It's you know, we all need to be magnets.
That's non-negotiable right now, Brian, with our customers.
God,
we have to be partners.
More. Yeah, it's new ideas can build stronger relationships, mm-hmm. I think, than going out and playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
You mm-hmm. probably want to do both. But boy, when you can constantly, you know, it's like you're an idea magnet. You're just always looking for ideas, always sharing ideas. You're going into your clients with trends that affect their business.
When I call once or twice a year, I have a visit with my clients, my big clients, and the header on every one of my presentation is big ideas.
Nice.
But I have to hustle to live up to that. You know what I mean? I can't have big ideas on the header and little ideas in the copy, right?
Yes.
But people like they gravitate to that, and nobody's ever said, why don't you name it something else?
Yeah. You know, and I found that the best guys, they're also sources of referrals, you know, who are constantly looking to help their clients grow their business. Mm-hmm. And so they see people they know as partners in that, you know, who are constantly, it's all about growing their clients' business and whatever they can do to help that. We had a guy recommend us, you know, I just happened to mention when we were at lunch, we did wargaming work, mm-hmm. which is strategy work and you role play, and it's great. It's for competitive stuff. And this guy said, oh my God, I think one of my clients would love that. Contacted the CEO, referred us on, and we did this incredible work for this company. Well, you know, we really helped the company. He didn't get anything out of it except he was seen as a helper of growth.
Yeah.
And an indispensable asset then.
That's exactly right. Now, that's what you got to do, and that's a great idea. Hey, Brian, I need your website again, please.
Bye. Yeah, it's www.growth-engine.com. We're Connecticut boys, like your next guest, Cliff.
Yeah, Cliffy. And, so 21 days.
Oh yeah, the book is 21 days to a big idea, and it's, you know, each
coming
day
out, coming out in November.
It comes out in November. November 17th is the publishing
date. We're going to launch it. You can pre-order it right now. Hey Brian, good job today. Thanks for the great ideas. Come back soon.
Well, thank you, Jim. Yeah, we'll see you in November, right?
There you go, Brian Matamore, ladies and gentlemen. Brian W. Matamore is the name on the book. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.